Hey kitty girls, and welcome to my little podcast on Heathers, which, I mean, what I have to say is it's pretty much an old version of Mean Girls and a modern Macbeth, which is strange, but I love that for Heathers. It's a drama movie, so I think it's one of the best movies ever for teens like today. I mean, who can't relate to wanting to kill the most popular kitty at school and then going on a murder spree and committing suicide with your boyfriend, lol. So, real tea is, Heathers was directed by Michael Lehman, written by Daniel Walter, and produced by Denise DeNovi. Interesting fact about Daniel Walter, his brother actually directed Mean Girls, which, as I said, is the modern equivalent of Heathers. But I would also like to mention the similarities between Heathers and Macbeth, but I'll get into that later. Some big names to mention that appear in this film are Christian Slater, who gives us a Jack Torrance vibe, like later in the movie though, and then Winona Ryder, who lost her entire career over shoplifting at Macy's. Come on, sis. We meet the Heathers at their regularly scheduled croquet game. The Heathers try to act like adults with their mannerisms. Heather Chandler leading the pack, with Heather Duke reading Moby Dick behind her, and then Heather McNamara following like a lost puppy. We see them through Veronica's eyes. Veronica's first line is, "Dear Diary, Heather told me she teaches people real life. She says real life sucks people dry, so if you want to fly with the eagles, you have to learn to fly." This quote, I love it so much. It just shows how much the Heathers live in their fantasy. This fantasy shows us how they really want to be adult. Like how Heather Chandler believes she's preparing teenagers for real life. Heathers, like the society it's preparing teenagers for, is a black twisted comedy. The shoulder pads and blazers really don't hold up to today's standards though. Okay, so it's easy to compare characters to today, because everyone just copies easy character personalities and character traits. You remember how I mentioned Heathers is a modern-day Macbeth? Well, I want to compare the characters Veronica and Jason Dean to Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. I wonder if Macbeth and Lady Macbeth met in a cafeteria too, but like an ancient mess hall? I'm getting off topic though. So, Veronica and Lady Macbeth are some strong-willed ladies. With their ambition in mind, Veronica and Lady Macbeth both find great wins and failures in their life when they meet their respective Macbeths. So, of our story, some similarities to point out between Lady Macbeth and Veronica are they set up our plot of our movies. Lady Macbeth convinces Macbeth to kill King Duncan. Veronica does the same thing by convincing and bringing Jason Dean to Veronica's house. Jason just acts off instinct and what Veronica tells him. Like how she just subtly mentions all the time how she hates her and wish she was dead. But oh, that was all a joke, Lo. I didn't mean it. You know, we probably shouldn't have killed her, but that's okay. The wider world connections I can make from this is because women in media have changed so much since the 1700s. So Lady Macbeth, she doesn't stay the entire play. She dies off and leaves Macbeth, so he continues the final act. This would not have flown in Heathers at all. Veronica is so much stronger and becomes more and more than herself. Also, she's the main character, so that wouldn't make any sense. And during the final fight between JD and Veronica, it's really saying something when Veronica wins, which is one of my favorite scenes ever, where we just see Veronica standing on the stairs outside of school, watching Jason Dean blows himself up, and she just goes, smokes a cigarette. Welcome to the 80s, you know. Now, we can move on to the psychopath of the entire gig, Mama. This, sweetheart, Jason Dean, the rebel without a cause, but he's actually insane. He is the Macbeth of the story. He does the deed of murdering Heather Chandler by lying to Veronica and giving her drain cleaner. But Veronica goes along with it. She wrote the suicide note, like Lady Macbeth going and cleaning the knives off the blood. Like Macbeth, he just wants to impress his lady, which I mean, you can't hold them to. He just wants to assert dominance. Lady Macbeth did convince him that it will bring them great riches and joys. This is why I make the reference to Jack Nicholson in The Shining. They are very similar in the way they act throughout the film, like how Macbeth acts in Macbeth. The director actually told Christian Slater to study Jack and emulate him. So, throughout the film, JD falls into insanity. He just keeps getting worse. This is what happens to Macbeth after he kills King Duncan and sees Banquo's ghost, and falls into jealousy and questions everything. He even kills his best friend. Jason Dean just kills Veronica's best friend. Well, I say that in quotation marks. At the end of the film, Jason Dean's nihilism causes him to self-destruct, literally, while Veronica finds the strength to fight him. Jason Dean full-heartedly believes he is right, that all the students need to die to prove that society doesn't care about teenagers. The wider world connection I can make for Jason Dean are how he would never be able to get away the thing he does. In Heathers, like, Veronica burns her hand on a cigarette lighter to ground herself, and then he just lights a cigarette with it and smokes it. Hello? Smoking in movies? Nah, that would not fly today. He is constantly swinging a gun and knife around, and also framing murders as suicides, because chaos is what killed the dinosaur darling. So he can get away with it. I think the real Heathers would trigger the PC culture of today, so I'd compare Macbeth and JD as the same character with the same storyline. I would have to say that the way that Macbeth and Lady Macbeth relationship changes over the film is the same as Veronica and Jason Dean. Lady Macbeth and Veronica do not want to kill any more people than they have already. They got that out of their system with killing Heather Chandler or King Duncan. But Al Macbeth and Jason Dean need to. They can't stop. It's in their nature now. Are we going to prom or hell? So, Heathers and Macbeth have the same message. Their ambition will have horrific consequences. This is very fitting for both. These stories revolve around the Bonnie and Clyde cliche of "Till death do us part," which is quite fitting for the final acts of both of these films, where I feel the plot thickens and we meet the climax. Both end with a great battle between two sides, Macbeth and Macduff, Veronica versus Jason Dean. But in Macbeth, it's a strong, manly sword fight. But in Macbeth, it's Jason Dean and Veronica shooting and stabbing each other in a boiler room. Well, each other, to stop Jason Dean from blowing up the school as well. Where Jason Dean is constantly trying to prove to Veronica why his nihilism is worth it and to let him blow up the school. The only place where Heathers and Marthas can get along is in heaven. The society doesn't care about the school, but because that school was society. Veronica doesn't believe this. She lets him out onto the grass, where we find Jason Dean has strapped himself with a bomb and then commits suicide. And in the final scenes, we see Veronica going up to Heather saying, "Heather, my love, there's a new sheriff in town." Veronica is now free from her Macbeth and can live how she wishes. I would like to believe that if this would have happened to Lady Macbeth once Macbeth was gone, she could have been free from her guilt and continued her life with that weird ghost baby we see in the Michael Fassbender film. In conclusion, this is Heather's consequence. The death of Jason Dean and Heather Chandler. I have cut off Heather Chandler's head and Heather Dukes to sprout out. The consequences differ in both texts. As in Macbeth, they both die. But in Heathers, only one does. But this could just be creative liberty of the writers so that us, the watchers, don't go, "Hey, this is just Macbeth. I've just been bamboozled again into watching Shakespeare. Grrr." So, I would highly suggest this to any teenager who is interested in a good drama film, with more than meets the eye, since as a teen, it's my favorite movie. So take it from me, if you ever have a rainy day, go on YouTube and watch it, and look for the elements I have talked to you about today, and enjoy it. This is a great film. You will love it. Take it from me.